Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey. Happy Thursday, everybody. Really looking forward to this. At 1 p.m., we're going to have the voice of the Chiefs postgame. Not Mitch Holthus, but we're going to have Joshua Briscoe, who's a good friend of the show. Really, really funny guy. I want to have him on the show. And I was telling Quentin about this earlier. I want to have him on the show so we can talk about something besides the Chiefs on air. I think we'll talk a little bit about the Chiefs, but I feel bad for him.
Well, I feel bad for him because you just downplayed him. What? You're like, oh, voice of the Chiefs.
Oh, he knows
postgame show.
Who's Mitch Holthus? Come on.
It's just like,
come
you
on.
Know,
are you kidding me? If you compared anybody in this city to Mitch Holthus, they'd come up lacking. He knows that.
You could have just been like, hey, we're having Joshua Briscoe on, the voice of the Chiefs postgame show. You could have flipped that.
In my head, I started doing it and was like, I don't know, this is a little deceiving that I said the voice of the Chiefs. And then I said post-game show. Anyway.
Even then, it's just like meaning.
Anyway, the post-game show. I feel bad for him because he has to get on after the Chiefs lose and people get to scream at him for 3 hours. So we're gonna have fun. It's going to be, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Chiefs with him, but not a ton. We're going to have a bunch of other topics. Here's a good topic. Why do people keep doing things they hate? There's a study came out, and we'll talk about this later. But a study came out that said that people who give negative reviews for video games end up playing them longer than people who give good reviews for them. Why do you think that is? But think of how that translates to so many other things. If you hate a restaurant, why do you keep going back to it? But you know people do. You know people do. I hate that. Every time I come here, they screw up my order. Wouldn't once be enough? Anyway, right now we're going to talk about this. If we know that social media is built to hijack kids' brains, that it's actually an addictive substance, is it actually irresponsible not to treat it like cigarettes and alcohol? So Australia has banned social media. It's the first country in the world to actually do the thing that everybody in America keeps talking about, a full ban on social media for kids under 16. So that means TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, everything, Reddit, even some sites that might not even consider them social media. The whole pile banned. Platforms have to kick off under 16 users or face fines up to about $49.5 million, which is...
is that just the cost of doing business?
That's just the cost of doing business. but they also don't want to. That should be per kid. $49.5 million per kid that is still on the platform. The only problem I have with this is kind of like what the porn laws are in Missouri and Kansas, where to show proof that it's fine. If you want to ban people under 18 from seeing porn, if you want to ban people from under 16 from going on social media, fine, I get it. But then the people who aren't 16 or who are over 16, you know, or over 18 to use those sites now have to prove that they're over that age, and then they have to show identification. That's a problem. But whatever. The law is framed as a mental health move. Leaders say there are it leads to teen anxiety, depression, and self-harm. Those things are getting worse. Social media is a public nuisance for kids' brains. Teens are mourning their accounts in Australia right now and bragging about finding workarounds with VPNs, fake birthdays, and creators in Australia are watching millions of young followers just vanish overnight. And they don't even need to, if you're a big enough creator, you have followers everywhere. And now you just lost a huge chunk of them that were Aussies. American politicians on both sides are watching this closely. There's already a bipartisan, quote, Kids Off Social Media Act that would ban anybody under 13 and limit algorithms for older teens. And they're openly pointing at Australia and saying, see, they did it. Why not us? It's bipartisan. It's Democrats and Republicans are on board with that. That, to me, is more where I think the regulation needs to come in. Instead of banning it for a certain age, the algorithm needs to be regulated. Because that is how you're seeing all the crap that you're seeing. That kids go down rabbit holes where their brains get poisoned by conspiracy theories and all sorts of other garbage because you watch one video. You see one video I've had this happen before, like, debunking flat earth theory. You watch that video and guess what the next video is going to be? Not debunking it.
Yeah.
Not debunking it. And then it'd be like, hey, you know who's actually a race of space aliens? Samoans. Go get them. Like it, you go down rabbit holes until it just becomes this horrible place. And that's what needs to be regulated is the algorithm that's cramming this stuff in front of our faces and in front of our kids. If we know, but I'll ask the question again. If we know social media is built to hijack kids' brains, is it actually irresponsible to not treat it like a drug? Because all the studies say that it is addictive. We all know that accidents are up because, and it's not just kids, but adults are driving and tweeting or going on TikTok, watching videos, scrolling through stuff while they're supposed to be driving. Australia did this. Are we too chicken to try it? Are we, you think there's any chance we're doing this in the United States?
I don't think chicken is the right word.
But they're, are we too kangaroo? What?
Well, that would be from the land down under.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of money involved.
Right.
In this.
Yeah.
I would say that, first of all, it upsets me that YouTube got banned in Australia for kids, for adolescents, because as an adolescent, I loved watching, like, Let's Plays and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that was so...
There's YouTube Kids, though. I mean,
there is YouTube
Kids. They can go on that.
I don't like the fact that YouTube was part of this social media.
Yeah.
I think it is very accurate to say that, you know, the algorithm is the problem, not necessarily the site itself.
Right. Not to cut you off, but that is what makes me so angry with how social media has been handled. Because you and I, well, especially me, but you and I are old enough that we were on a different version of the internet.
Yes.
10
yes.
or 12 years ago, where what you were seeing was just stuff your friends were posting.
Right.
Or people that you chose to follow were posting. And then suddenly they got the idea that if you like this, you like this. There's a For You curated feed. And if you like this, you like this. And I can't even go on Facebook anymore because, I mean, I can go on like my personal feed. But if I just open up Facebook because I'm a Chiefs fan, you know what I see? A bunch of stuff designed to make me angry. And just flat out fake news. Like Travis Kelce says he's retiring because he's so angry with Andy Reid. Or Travis Kelce says he's signing up for another 10 years with the Chiefs. Like, it just lies designed to get me to respond to those lies. Because that's the other thing. They do not care about facts. They don't care about delivering correct information. They just care about engagement. So they're like, well, it's a lie. Sure. It's fake news. Fine. But look at how long that guy spent crafting a response to how BS the story is. He engaged with it. He stayed on our site longer. That's how we make our money. So why would we change that?
Yeah, because the ad revenue is generated by not just, you know, how long you're on the site, but how, like, YouTube, for example, is listenership.
Yeah.
How long you stayed and listened to it. Facebook, they get how many times do you scroll so you see how many banner ads did you see? How long did you stay engaged with this specific content? That's why those For You pages, they are specifically crafted for that. And then you get the problem where those algorithms don't just stay with you on Facebook or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They also follow you onto whatever website you're going to afterwards. So it's crazy. You were looking at buying this, I don't know, sweater on Amazon. And then all of a sudden, when you're on Facebook, there's an ad for that sweater you were looking at another tab while you're on Facebook. So the cookies and all of that stuff are sticking with you, and you're going to engage longer in that stuff because it's constantly learning about who you are and what you want.
I'm not ignoring what you're saying, by the way. I'm opening up my phone and Facebook to make a point. But you're right. It's not. If it was confined just to that website that you're on.
But it's not.
That'd be fine. Oh, here's the first thing that I see when I open up my Facebook feed, okay? It's from, I'm not going to say the name of this group. It's a Chiefs group. A fake, phony Chiefs fan page, right? It's got 2,000 likes on this. $95 million, keep it. Chris Jones is stunned that the NFL... Chris Jones has stunned the NFL by turning down a massive offer from the Jets and Ravens, proclaiming unwavering loyalty to Kansas City. Quote, I will die a Chiefs legend. That story is absolute 100%. He couldn't possibly be taking a deal from the Jets or Ravens
right
now.
Yeah, he's on a contract.
He's on a contract. There's... Even if they were threatening to trade him, the trade deadline's passed. But it's got 2,000 likes. It's got 122 comments. It's got 50 shares. Because people don't know the difference between reality and fiction anymore. And Facebook doesn't care that they're giving you. And it's not just Facebook. That's just the one that I happen to open up. They don't care. Because they look at it and go, well, 2,000 likes, 100 plus comments, 50 shares. That's really good. That's awesome. Oh, Tony Gonzalez is dead. That's not true, right?
No. We would have started the show off with that.
I don't know how to... I'm not trying to fall into the trap, but that is something that maybe... Because they don't have any other information. Like, it would be like, Tony Gonzalez died. No, he's obviously still alive. Okay. According to this, Tony Gonzalez dead. Sad news. Farewell to an icon. Chiefs legend Tony Gonzalez, 49, has... Yeah.
If you were listening for 3 seconds...
I'm so sorry. Yeah. Yeah. I shouldn't be doing this.
This is why, like, you know, Vine's making a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
And their whole point is that they're not going to have AI on it, that you can't produce AI videos on
Good
Vine.
Good for them. And it's going
that's the thing, is like, for now, yes.
Yeah.
But eventually they want to get people on the platform. And do I trust this company to, you know, stick to their word? This is why.
Well, because, and this is what Blue Sky's trying to do, is they created a site that doesn't rely on an algorithm to force feed you a bunch of stuff. And nobody's using it. Nobody's using it. And you know why? Because it's not just that you respond to stuff that is bull crap or stuff that is negative to your point of view, and you're more likely to engage with that stuff, you're also more likely to go back to engage with that kind of stuff because it makes you angry. When people text the show and they say like hateful, mean things. Those people aren't done listening to the show, despite the fact that they say they hate it. Those same numbers, and we know this, text every single day. The people that will, and we're not doing that. I should be clear about this. I'm not doing this because I'm trying to piss people off. I don't like doing that. I don't like the idea that people hate me. I'm too much of a narcissist.
Yeah, your Catholic guilt kicks
in. It does. It bothers me. It makes me feel like I must have done something wrong. I don't like that. But I also know that when I say things that piss people off, those people don't just stop listening. Those people will keep listening, especially if they text and say, I'm never listening to the show again. It sucks. Well, guess what? You've texted that five times now. People keep coming back to things that they hate. And I don't understand that because I don't personally do that, but a lot of people do. And that's how the algorithm is formed. And that's what they're doing to your kids' minds. That's what they're trying to... That's what they're doing to your kids to keep them addicted to a website. And it's not good for society.
Yeah. And the last point I'll make on this before we go to break.
Yep.
Is I don't like the fact that you have to give your information to a private company. Do these governments not know that breaches happen? If I have to give my ID to some, it's bad enough that there are people out there that, you know, will buy data and sell it to companies.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm supposed to just trust that this company is going to be like, oh, here's, you've got, you know, Quentin's driver's license, and that's going to be safe forever?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, that's the problem, is how do you enforce this? I don't know. Because I don't like that option. And from the text line, we'll talk about this coming up. This wouldn't be necessary if people would just parent their kids better. We'll talk about that next Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hello, Florida.
All right. So we're talking about Australia banning social media. And I'm for it. I think that there's probably a better way to go about it than just banning social media for anybody under the age of 16 and then forcing other people to show ID. I think that that is going to be ineffective. But you know what? At the end of the day, if it leads to more people over the age of 16 not being able to use social media, that's probably not the worst thing in the world either. You know?
I wonder if that was part of the calculation.
Maybe it was.
They're just like, if we just add a barrier of entry.
So be it. I mean, I honestly, that's what, let's be honest, that's what Kansas and Missouri are doing with porn.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, there's,
because
if you,
they could make it easier.
Right.
And they don't. They could just say, well, somebody needs to, instead of showing an ID, maybe there should just be questions. Like if you're over 18, I don't know, who did Barack Obama run against in 2008?
Oh, I was thinking of other stuff. I was thinking, how do you put the tape back into a cassette?
All right. You know what? We're doing this coming up. thank you for the idea. We will. How? This is it. I got it. You're going to text in. I'm going to answer this very angry text in hopefully a very satisfying data driven way. But then after that, we're going to do this as a game. Prove your age without telling us your age. Tell us your age without telling us your age. Age verification just by anecdote. Okay, so that's coming up. But we got this text from the text line 913-586-7798 before we went to break, and I feel like it's but necessary to answer this. Quote from 3257, this would not be necessary if you people with teenagers would just parent your kids. So here's the problem. And I know that that is something that's being said a lot about a lot of things. First of all, almost every teen is on social media. The Surgeon General has said up to 95% of 13 to 17 year olds use some form of social media. More than a third say they are on it almost constantly. That's by their own admittance. They're on it constantly. Gallup estimates that teens average about 4.8 hours a day on social media alone. And again, that's just by the numbers that the teens are giving them. So it's probably even worse. The other problem with that kind of statement is you wouldn't say that about fentanyl. You wouldn't say that about alcohol. You wouldn't say that about cigarettes.
And some people would.
Some idiots would, yes. You're disqualifying, Texer, how incredibly addictive social media is.
I would also say that they're also disqualifying how smart kids are. I mean, you've talked about how, you know, you've struggled with the whole Roblox in your house. Yep. And about how your son,
third grade,
has found ways around the fact that you blocked the Wi-Fi router.
Yeah.
And I know this as somebody who grew up in high school with a laptop and how we found ways around firewalls.
I mean, my teenage son, I didn't know he has two phones. I don't know where he got the second phone from. Like, maybe we gave it to him and we upgraded his phone and I just forgot about it, but he has two phones.
No, this is really going to show my privilege here.
Yeah.
There was a scandal in my school, that there was a freshman who was selling burner phones.
Oh, maybe
to other kids.
Yeah,
because like people would get grounded and their parents would take their phone away. So there's this person who like started a black market of burner phones and were selling.
That's
them to
brilliant.
Kids.
We haven't done that. We haven't taken his phone away from him at any point.
Right.
But the reason he does that is because, and we yelled at him about it, he's not doing it anymore. But he was going to school, and in each class in a Blue Valley High School, they got the cubby. So he had to put a phone in the cubby, and he would put one in there and then have his other phone on him. So they would be like, oh, well, he put his phone in the cubby and not, I guess, suspect what he was doing with the burner phone. So anyway, back to this person just saying, you know, just parent harder, just parent better, and then we wouldn't have to have these unnecessary laws, wouldn't be threatened with these things. Again, you wouldn't say that about hardcore drugs. You wouldn't say that about heroin. And if you would, that's an incredibly insane mindset to say that we shouldn't regulate hardcore drugs. And honestly, that's all people like me are asking for. I'm not saying Twitter should be banned or be made illegal. I'm saying it should be regulated. just like we're regulated here on this station, we have way less liberties than anybody on any social media platform does. And I'll be honest with you, as much as I love radio, I'm realistic about this. We're not as pervasive as we used to be. But somebody can get on a podcast, somebody can get on YouTube, somebody can get on Twitter, on Facebook or whatever, and we just quoted all those sources and say whatever the hell they want. That if we said it here, we'd either get sued or fined by the FCC. That's all I'm asking for, is reasonable regulation. And I don't mean that you can't curse or use F word. I'm saying regulate the algorithm so that you're not stalking people, so that you're not turning social media sites into casinos, because that's literally how they're designed. They're designed based on the same win reward system that casinos design their slot machines on.
Which is funny because these social media apps have slot machine games on them.
Well, that just makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah. So yeah, of course, do that, Texter. Yes, of course, parenting matters. But you still have to say no. You still have to take the phone at night. You still have to have the hard conversations with the kids. You have to do all that. But pretending this is only a parent your kid's problem lets the platforms off the hook for doing something they know is wrong. And long gone are the days where Mark Zuckerberg was in front of Congress being shamed by congressmen. Remember that? He was up there in front of Congress and they were saying, hey, all these children committed suicide because of your platform. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. That's never happening again. Apparently, because we have no interest in regulating that kind of thing. We're just as parents, stop making our job so hard. Is that a reasonable position? Like, you want to have social media? Fine. You want to have Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff? Fine. Stop making our job so hard. Just make it a little bit easier. Put some guardrails in so our kids aren't going down rabbit holes. Talk about social media. I don't know what they're doing about ChatGPT in Australia, but that also should be banned for anybody under 16. That also should come with age verification.
Ooh, I wonder, does that count as social media?
I don't know, actually. It's a great question.
I mean, because you're talking to a computer. Australia. But some high schoolers would argue that that is a very social thing to do.
Yeah. No, it doesn't say it's banned there yet.
Okay. That's probably next.
Yeah, it should be first.
I mean,
because how many stories are we seeing about a kid? There was a story about a 16-year-old telling ChatGPT he was thinking about killing himself, and that he wanted. Should I tell my parents about it? And ChatGPT told him, "No, just tell me. That's enough."
Well, then we got the story of the AI toy that, you know, told a kid how to use, you know, matches.
Yeah.
Or what was it in the Tesla? The Grok, hitting on a kid or whatever?
The Grok. It was either on the kid or his mom, but it was like, hey, why don't you take your pants off?
Yeah.
In the car. That's all we're asking for. Just some guardrails. Just stop making our job so hard. It's hard enough being a parent without all this crap. It was hard being a parent in the 80s before this stuff. The worst thing you had to worry about was cable TV and MTV. I got to worry about them watching Nick Fuentes videos and becoming a Nazi. Anyway, coming up, why don't you do this? This will be fun. Text in 913-586-7798. Tell us how old you are without telling us how old you are. Tell us your age without telling us your age. For instance, I could do this. I was a freshman in college and slept through 9/11. I slept through my first hour class and 9/11. There you go. That tells you something about me. 913-586-7798. Tell us how old you are without telling us how old you are. Age verification without government ID. That's next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's midday. It's Thursday. Thanks for joining us. I didn't mean to hit the button there. I meant to hit this one. There it goes. It's been almost 7 months, and I'm still not used to my own keys.
The board you set up.
So we're doing a fun thing. We were talking about how Australia is banning social media for anybody under the age of 16. We were just talking about how would you prove that? How would you prove that you're over 16 without showing a government ID? But furthermore, how can you anecdotally prove what age you are? How can you, without showing a piece of plastic with your face and an awkward picture and name and address on, how can you prove you are the age you are? So, Quentin, how would you do it?
What movie that I remember, the first movie that I saw in theaters that I actually can tell you what movie it was, which was Cars, the Pixar movie Cars.
Okay. And I don't know how old you are. You're 26. But, yeah, you would have been 7 when that came out?
6, 7, yeah.
Yeah.
Got him.
Did you do that whole thing? Just so I would say you were like 6. Oh, 6, 7. Yeah, Cars. Okay. First, I think that was the first Pixar movie I had no interest in going to go see. And then Henry, when he was like 2, became obsessed with Cars. So like 2010 or 11 or so. And watched, I think I've probably seen that movie more than I've seen any other movie.
Really?
Well, not on purpose. It's just right, constantly playing.
Okay.
Yeah, like nonstop for over a year and a half. He just watched that. I almost wish we go back to the days of VHS. And not that it's a bad movie, but I was getting kind of tired of it by the end. I almost wish we go back to the days of VHS.
So you had to rewind it?
Because, yeah, rewind it like, oh, sorry, buddy. Or the tapes get worn down eventually.
They did, yes.
DVDs don't.
I know that because my brother and I broke Toy Story on VHS.
Because you
we watched
down.
It so much. We loved that movie.
I did that with an album with Nevermind by Nirvana. I listened to it so much it broke.
Toy Story and Iron Giant. Mm. Those are the movies we watched all the time as a kid.
All right. Let's see. My friend Brad texted, and he said, my mom was pregnant with me when MASH aired their final episode, years old.
That's a tough one because it was on TV for so long.
Yeah, but I'm going to say he then would be 42. 2, because I believe MASH's final episode was in 1983. Can I say?
God, I'm so good at it. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous that I know, guys. I'm sorry. I know this is a dumb thing to be proud of. You tell me when, and it has to be popular, like whatever. But if you give me a movie or a TV show, I can tell you what year it began and what year it ended. And if it's a movie, I can tell you what year it came out. I don't know why. I don't know why that is in my head. I've forgotten birth dates. I've forgotten the names of people I was best friends with in school. But I can tell you what year MASH ended. 1983.
February of 83. So that's a weird year to have the last episode was in February?
I mean, if you had, 20... I don't know how, when TV shows had 20 episodes,
yeah.
23, 25 episodes.
Here's a good one. I had to blow in my Nintendo cartridge to make it work.
I did that with the Game Boy, even though that, I know this is going to upset a lot of people. That did nothing. What happened is you turned it off and turned it back on.
Yeah. That one's tricky, though, because that's like a 10-year period we were doing that. Because you had the Nintendo. It came out in 1985, by the way. You had the Nintendo, and that was out for like 6 years, 5 or 6 years before Super Nintendo came out. And then I think you were still blowing in Super Nintendo cartridges, weren't you?
I think it was just a cartridge thing.
Yeah, it's just a cartridge thing. So I don't know if that narrows it down. From the text line. I still sometimes reach for a knob to turn the TV on.
Oh my God.
That's over 45 or 50. Yeah, I don't actually think I had a TV that had a knob on it ever.
Yeah, how old was this person when color television came out? That's the real question.
Oh, I used MapQuest printed out on the passenger seat to drive across 3 states. That is my age. I'm assuming you were probably my age.
That was when we drove to California mid-40s. For the first time on my first trip. We used MapQuest. I remember that booklet that they had, and I was probably 5 or 6 when that happened. So that's like early 2000s.
I have physically closed a flip phone to end an argument. Years old. Okay, these are all basically referencing antiquated technology or older technology. I love what my buddy Brad did and what you did. I want more specificity. Like, yes, like rewinding a cassette, but that's like over a 20-year period. Like, what was your first movie? What was your first, who was the Chiefs quarterback when you were born? You know? What was your parents' first car? My parents' first car was that's not true. The car my parents had when I was little, when I was a child, was a Chevy Celebrity. So they only made for like a year. 1987. It was hideous and had leather seats and it burned like a mug when it was hot. The back of my legs probably developed God knows how many burns on them.
That's why that's why you didn't need seatbelts back then. Because you were just stuck to the leather.
Yeah. Let's see. More from the text line. I am Disney on Saturday mornings old.
Okay.
I
assume they mean like the Disney Channel.
Here's one for me. I cried because the Clarence Thomas hearings were on instead of Saturday morning cartoons one day. that's me. That's like 8 years old.
I was scared of the grasshoppers in A Bug's Life.
I don't remember the grasshoppers in A Bug's Life.
Well,
everything looked terrifying in that movie. It wasn't their best produced movie. I sold Surge in the 7th grade. There you go. You sold it, though? Why did you buy it? That would make you, I think, in your early 40s. Because Surge was really popular when I was in high school. And I'm 44. So I'm assuming 7th grade, you're probably a little bit younger than me. So there you go. I was the baby on Nirvana's first album.
How's that lawsuit going, by the
way? Yeah, how's that going for you? That was, can I just say, total squirrel moment here. The dumbest lawsuit that anybody's ever brought ever. You know why?
Because nobody knew it was you?
Nobody knew it was you. Nobody had any idea. And he was like, it's wrecking my life. Nobody knows it's you until you tell them. Unless your penis still looks like the penis on the album cover, nobody knows it's you. Unless a girl was about to, you know, you were getting in flagrante, and she's like, that looks familiar. Are you the baby from the Nirvana cover?
That would be a rough life.
That would be tough. But it's his fault for it. Like, I get wanting more money. And I get maybe it being a little bit embarrassing. Because if anybody has, like, naked baby photos that their parents have shown, like, their girlfriend or something like that, it could be embarrassing. The whole world has seen it. But still. Let's see. From the tech, Len Dawson was the quarterback when I was born. You got to be in your, what, 60s?
Yeah. Well, what? They went to the Super Bowl in 69.
And 67.
So, yeah, six, they seven. Won the Super Bowl in 69. Seven. You just see, you did it that time.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Hold on. There's a ton of these coming in. I'm just trying to keep up.
We can go to break and you can...
Yeah, let's do that. We're going to go to break. I'm going to try to catch up with these. These are really funny, though. Keep them coming. Tell us how old you are without telling us how old you are here on KNBC. Okay, this is the most fascinating thing I've done on air in a long time. Guys, I appreciate so many of you have texted in because it's just... I'm going to be doing this off air for the rest of my life. Going over, I might save all these text messages into a Word doc and go over them for the rest of my life trying to figure them out. So we asked you to tell us how old you are without telling us how old you are. I can't get to all of these. I really wish I could, but hundreds are coming in. I love this one, though. The Apollo 11 landing happened on my 4th birthday. So that would have been what year, Quentin?
So the moon landed in 69?
Yep.
So 65?
Yes, if it's the yes. So then they were born in 1965, which would make them exactly 60 years old. Nailed it. From the text line, the first news story I remember is Elvis is dead.
Allegedly.
He didn't die, he just went home. He died in 77. Want to say?
Allegedly.
Yeah, 77. And that, I mean, if it's the first news story, say you're like 4 years old, so 73, that make you like 52. About there, right? Is that about right? Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't know if we're nailing these or not because you guys can't confirm right away.
Making me feel pretty good about myself,
though. I was in the fifth grade when the first episode of South Park came out. All right, so this... South Park came out, first episode, Cartman gets an anal probe, aired in, I was proud of this, but I'm going to double check. I think it was 1997 is when it first came out, because I was a freshman in high school.
Well, because their schedule has been weird.
Yeah.
It's not like we'll just subtract 22.
1997 is the year. So if they were in the fifth grade, that would make them 10 or 11.
Yeah.
And then in 1997, so then they were born in 86, so they'd be 39. Boom! See, this is so much better than a government ID. Make them do math. Make them think a little bit, you know?
And if you know anything about the government, they can do math.
Not the IRS as much anymore, but yeah. My freshman year homecoming was canceled because of the 9/11 attacks. Really? Was it the same day or something? I mean, it was a Tuesday. I don't know, I guess. I mean, school wasn't even canceled, so for us anyway. But freshman homecoming, so that would make you, say, 15 in 2001. I'm out of math. I ran out of it. All right. Coming up, we're going to play a game. We're already just doing something goofy. What the hell? Let's keep it rolling. We're going to have Sam Stevie in the studio with us. We're going to play a game called Time Trial. We're going to put random things on trial.
like lemons. That's next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.